1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to pick up where we left off in verse 5. We read verses 1 through 4 earlier. Let's read beginning in verse 5. It says, so now let's remember the context here. They were carnal. Paul said they were carnal because they were arguing about, you know, one said, I'm of Paul. Other said, I'm of Apollos. And verse 4, he says, when one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? Verse 5 then. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed? As the Lord gave to each one, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. You are whose building?
God's.
Whose building?
God's.
Whose building?
God's.
Hallelujah. Everybody say, God's building.
God's.
Amen. You are the work of God. You are not the work of a man. You are God's building. You are his workmanship. Doesn't that make you want to just surrender to the process? Lord, you started this in me. You finish it in me. This is not about the church. This is not about the people I'm working with right now. Yeah, I have my place with them, but this is about you and me. And kingdom purpose. Let's read here verse 5 in the NIV. Beginning in verse 5 in the NIV. It says, what after all is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. So here he properly identifies, who are these guys? You're boasting about, I'm of this one, I'm of that one. He said, let me tell you who they are. Next verse. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but what? God made it grow. Amen. I'm the work of God. I'm the work of the Spirit. Thank God for those who have contributed to me, and I'll forever honor them and esteem them. And stay connected as the Lord shows me to stay connected. But I recognize I am the work of God. I am not the work of a man. Therefore, I belong to God. I don't belong to any man. I don't belong to the church. I said I don't belong to the church. I don't belong to my pastor. I don't belong to any denomination. Why? I belong to God and not to man. Hallelujah. Why does this need to be preached? God might need to shake some things up and move people out of where they are into some higher kingdom purpose. Amen. And I want you to be free. How? We want to unlock kingdom purpose and potential as you understand your true kingdom identity. You are of God. You are of God. You are born of God. God started a good work in you. God will finish it. You follow God. You don't follow man. You follow God. Let's read on here. Wherever we were, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but what? God made it grow. Next verse. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Next verse. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Next verse. For we are God's fellow workers. Paul was talking about himself and Apollos. Apollos and I, Paul was saying, we are God's fellow workers. But to the church at Corinth, he said, you are God's field. Or one translation says, you are God's garden. You are God's field. You are God's building. But I want to back up here to verse 8. And this is powerful. This is what jumped out at me. The man who plants and the man who waters. Now, who are the planters and the waters? These are the preachers. Notice what it says. The man who plants and the man who waters have what?
One.
They have what?
One.
What do they have?
One.
You know what the one purpose of preachers is to be? The one unified purpose that we as preachers are to have is to build people for God's purposes.
Amen.
Everybody say one purpose.
One purpose.
Building people, what? For God's purposes. Let's add a little more fuel to this. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 20. Notice here what it says. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Next verse. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God. And you know what a holy man of God is? A holy man of God is a man who's separated unto God's purposes. That's what holy means. It means to be separated or set apart. So a holy man of God is a man separated unto his calling, doing his job. But what holy men of God spoke, how did they speak? They spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So even men that have spoken to you, let me just say this. Any kingdom good that has been done in your life by a man of God, he's done it by the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of things that men of God, people of God have done in our life. Maybe it hasn't helped us. But if there's anything good and eternal that's been put in us, you can be sure of this. They were moved by the Holy Spirit. Everybody say,
I'm the work of God.
And not of a man. Ephesians chapter 4. Oh my. Verse 11. Oh my. Kick out the boundaries. Pull out the stops. Get ready to enlarge. Let God build you for His purposes. Amen. That's why I say just let Him build me, Lord. I'm a receiver. I'm not an achiever. I'm a receiver. You did all the work. You gave me a place. You gave me a part in your plan. You give me grace to carry out that plan. This started with you. Hello, by the way, you're the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes.
It all originated from you. Amen. You're the God who fills all in all. Ephesians 4:11, and He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Anybody know the next verse for what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for what? The edifying, the building of the body of Christ. Let's read on. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. Don't let the word perfect scare you. It just means mature. It means fully developed. To a fully developed man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Next verse. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Next verse. But speaking the truth in love may grow up. Everybody say, grow up.
Grow up.
And so, what are we growing up into? The Bible says, may grow up what? In all things into Him. Growing up into what? Into the church? No. Growing up into Him.
Yes.
And then what's He going to do? He's going to deploy you.
Yes.
Grown up in all things into Him who's the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working. I'm going to paraphrase. By which every part is deployed and does its share. And how do you get deployed? You grow up into Him. And then you go where He tells you to go. And you do what He tells you to do. Not built up into the church. Built up into Him. To be released for what? Kingdom purposes. Where? In all the world. Go into all the world. This is the kind of church I'm interested in being involved in. Amen. Every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. You can take that down. So, listen to this. So, we are reborn of God.
Yes.
We are built up of God.
Yes.
And we are built up for what? His kingdom purposes. We're not built by man for man's purposes. We're not built by our pastor for our pastor's purposes. I just want to say that again. Can I say it again? It feels kind of good to say it. We're not really built by our pastor for our pastor's purposes. We're not built by mama for mama's purposes. And just as we raise up our natural kids to release them to God, we raise up our spiritual kids to release them to God. That's our job, amen. And so if it's also, it's part of our responsibility as kids, we don't hang on mama and daddy forever. There comes a time to grow up. Do you forget mom and dad? Of course you don't forget mom and dad. You visit them often. They forever have a place of honor and esteem in your life because of the contribution they made to you. But nonetheless, there comes a time of responsibility where you grow up and you move out into greater kingdom purpose for your life. That's where this is all going. Amen. Where are we going, Brother Joe? We're going deeper, you're going deeper, and you're going farther. If you will. Amen. We're being built by God for kingdom purposes. Now, your kingdom purpose might be to help your pastor. But you're not being built by your pastor for your pastor's purposes or even for your church purposes. There's something much higher at stake. There's kingdom purposes. Your church should be a kingdom church.